In Africa, the Congo, a series of initiatives are being taken to bring a halt to violence in the eastern part of the country after Tutsi rebels led by General Laurent Nkunda launched an offensive there last August. More than a quarter of a million civilians have been driven from their homes, and efforts to secure a peace settlement have yet to succeed, raising the specter of even more ferocious fighting. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has this report.
Former Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo was scheduled to go to Rwanda on Friday to continue his efforts to prevent the escalation of the conflict in the eastern Congo. Rwanda participated in the five-year-old Congo War, which ended in 2002. The country is accused by the Kinshasa government of supporting rebel General Laurent Nkunda's National Congress for the Defense of the People. Rwanda denies the charge, but accuses the Congo of aiding Hutu militia groups, many of which participated in the 1994 Rwanda genocide. Direct talks between the Nkunda forces and the Congolese government are ongoing in Nairobi, and the general says he wants peace in the region.
Yeah, there is a will. There is a good will, and I think through the good will and talks, we can get solutions.
Nkunda says he would like Norway to mediate the crisis, while the United Nations has asked the Nordic country to send troops to bolster the UN peacekeeping force in the region, which already numbers 16,000, the largest in the world. Norway says it is willing to help, but it may not have soldiers available to send to Africa. Meanwhile, the mission of Obasanjo is considered vital to keeping the conflict from drawing other countries in. The last Congo War involved 8 African nations, and before it ended, nearly 4 million people were dead. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.